Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamis Laman Amud Beis. We're holding on Laman Amud Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Shleisha Achim, your three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnaim Mehem, Nesu, and Shnei Achayos, Reuven, and Shimon, are married to Rachel and Leah, Ve'achan, Nasu, and Achers. Levi is married to Mrs. Levi. And Gireish Achim, Mibali Achayos, as Ishtoi. Reuven divorces Rachel. Umeis, Nasu, and Achers, and then Levi dies. So now Mrs. Levi falls to Reuven and Shimon. Ukansa, Hamigarish, and Reuven goes ahead, and Reuven's Miyabim her. Umeis, and then Reuven dies. Says the Wisham, Revukul, and Shemesh, and it's about this that we have the Mishnah Beis Amud Aleph, which says that even though it's true Reuven was at one point married to Rachel and now he's married to Mrs. Levi, that does not make Mrs. Levi into a Tzaras Erva, because since he already divorced Rachel, so therefore Mrs. Levi is not a Tzaras Erva. Now the Gemara is medayik, the time of the Girish Racha Kachmes. It sounds like the halacha is that Mrs. Levi's mutter to Shimon is only in this type of case where Reuven divorced Rachel before Levi died. Of a meis v'acha kach Girish Asura, it sounds like if Reuven would divorce Rachel after Levi died, so then Mrs. Levi would be asur to Shimon. Why would that be? Amar Vashi, they say meres yesh zika, v'filu betrei achi. It's because of yesh zika, because when Levi dies, so then Mrs. Levi falls to Reuven and Shimon. So Mrs. Levi is already like, she has a little bit of an ish. We'll say to Reuven, to what, to Shimon really, but in our case, let's say to Reuven, she has a mixas ishus to Reuven. But Mela, since Reuven was married to Rachel at that time, so Mrs. Levi has a din of a tzaras erva through the zika, and that's why even if Reuven then divorces Rachel and Reuven dies, so Mrs. Levi will be usher to Shimon. Now ask the Gemara, Rav Ashi, Kasha, Rav Nachman. The Maisa, we were medai from the Mishnah at the top of Naman. The Mishnah said in the case where Reuven died and Rachel fell to Yibam and Levi did Maimer with Rachel, so then Levi dies, so Mrs. Levi's also to Shimon al Saras Erva through the Maimer. And the Gemara was Medayik that Smashma only because Levi did Maimer with Rachel. But if Levi would not have done Maimer with Rachel, if Rachel would have just fallen to Levi, so then the Zika itself would not have assured Mrs. Levi to Shimon. So Rav Nachman had said, oh, you see that the Tana holds in Zika. So says the Gemara, what's he going to do with Rav Nachman's diyak from the mission at the top of the Amud? Amar lach Rav Ashi that hu adin afol gav deloy avim b'maimer nachers michat chalzo of yumi avma. That really in that mission, really even if Levi would not have done maimer, the halacha would have been the same. That Mrs. Levi would be usher to Shimon out the zika out saras. The reason why the Mishnah spoke about a case of Maimer is just Lafuke Beshame, the Amr Maimer Koine Kinyan Gummer, who says the Maimer works as a complete Kinyan, Kamaswan Deleke Beshame. Because according to Beshame, since Maimer works as a Kinyan Gummer, so when Levi does Maimer to Rachel, so then Mrs. Levi would not even have to do Chalitza with Shemin. Kamaswan the Mishnah, that no, she does need to do Chalitza. And that's why the Mishnah spoke about a case of Maimer, but really who I didn't if there was no Maimer. According to Rav Nachman, who was medayik the Mishnah at the top of the Amud, that the Tana holds in Zika, so what's he going to do with the fact that our Mishnah seems to be saying Yesh Zika, like Rav Ashi pointed out? So v'chitim hu adin afilu meis v'achukach gireish. Maybe Rav Nachman will tell you that no, really even in a case where Levi dies first and then Reuven divorces Rachel, still Mrs. Levi is going to be mutter to Shimon, sarasa muteres, elazuhi lemutemai, but then we're stuck. So the Mishnah of Lamai says, Mashman, it's being very specific. It says it's about this case that Mrs. Levi is mutter to Shimon. It says zuhi, so what's that coming to be lafuke? Lemute kines v'achakach girish. It's coming to be lafuke, a totally different case. A case where Reuven married Mrs. Levi and then afterwards divorced Rachel. In such a case, that's when we say that then Mrs. Levi will not be mutter to Shimon. Because since he married Mrs. Levi and he was married to Rachel at the same time, even though he then divorced Rachel, that's not going to allow Mrs. Levi to then marry Shimon. So that's understandable if he goes like Rav Yirmiyah, who holds like that. He holds that there's a machlekes tanaim about it. It's a machlekes between the two Mishnayos. And he explains that the lumdus of the machlaikis about in such a case whether or not she falls to Ibum is whether or not you hold that we go basar the Shas Misa or do we go basar the time that they were married. So then you could say, Zui Lamute Kine is a little bit safe Gireish. So if he holds a Rav Yirmiyah, then great. Then you could say that that's what the Mishnah is coming to be lafuke. Then in such a case, there is no Ibum, even though Reuven then divorced Rachel, but since at one point they were married, so Nesu and Arishayin Mapilim, you could go like Rav Yirmiyah, and then everything would be great. Elisavar, Kiravad Amar Lo Elam Chatan. Tanahu, but if you go like Rava, who when Rava saw the stira between these two Mishnayos, Rava said that really it's all one Tana. Vizuvein Tzarech Leimer Zukatani, and really there's no one that holds that in such a case there's no Yibum. Everybody agrees that if as long as at some point Reuven divorced Rachel, so then Misa is Mapelas, and Mamela, Mrs. Levi would be Mutterta Shimon, so then Zui Lamute Mai. So then what will Rav Nachman tell you? What Zui coming to be lafuke? Says the Gemara, in the Chanami, al karchach kriv Yirmiyah sfirulei. You'll have to say that Rav Nachman holds a kriv Yirmiyah. Now says the Gemara, just agav, now that we mentioned this machaikas, so ula Rava, what, how's Rava gonna learn our Mishnah on Laman Amad Aleph? Hanichi, savrla kriv Ashi, sen Zui lemute meis blei girish. All is understandable if he goes to kriv Ashi, that yesh zika, so then you could say that, that the Zui is coming to be lafuke, a case where Levi died, blei girish, and Reuven did not do, was never Megarish Rachel. So in such a case, being that Yesh Zika, so that's why Mrs. Levi would be Asur to Shemin. Ali Savra like Rav Nachman, but if he goes like Rav Nachman and holds Ein Zika, so then Zui Lemute Mai, what would be Zui coming to be Lafuke? So says the Gemara, same type of tarets as before, in Echanami, Mai, Al Karcha, Kravashi, Sfirle, Rava is forced into holding like Ravashi, that Yesh Zika. Now says the Mishnah Vayter, Vekulon, about all the 15 Arayas, Shayu ben Kedushin, Agerishin, Besafik, if Reuven's marriage to the Erva, Reuven's married to Bracha and to Shprinza, and Reuven dies without any children, so now Bracha and Shprinza fall to Shimon, so Bracha being Shimon's daughter, she doesn't fall, and Shprinza is now with Sarah's Erva, she doesn't fall. The Mishnah over here says that in all these cases, we spoke about the case of a Bas, of a daughter, but really in all 15 Arayas, if Reuven's marriage to Bracha was only Kedushin Safik, or Reuven then he was married to her Vadai, but then he divorced her, and there was a suffix on the get. So then, so in such a case, Shprinza, she cannot do Yibum because she's a suffix. Maybe she is a Tzaras Erva. At the same time, she can't go out scot free because maybe she's not a Tzaras Erva. But Mela, she has to do Chalitza. Now, Ketzat Suffix Kedushin, what's just practically a case of Suffix Kedushin? It would be a case of Zarakla Kedushin, Suffix Haravla, Suffix Haravla. It's in a case where they're standing exactly 8 ames apart. He throws her the ring, and it's unclear, they're unsure if it went closer to her. It went within her dalet ames, or it didn't. If it went within her dalet ames, she was kainet. If not, then she wasn't kainet. That's the shayla. So that's the safek kedushin. That's the case of safek kedushin. Safek gerushin. What's the case of safek gerushin? So that the Mishnah brings three cases. Kasav v'ksav yada, if he writes again in his handwriting, vein alav edim, but there's no edim signed on it. Or yesh alav edim, there are edim signed on it, vein by his mom, but they didn't write the date, or yesh beizman ve'im be'aleid echad, or they wrote the date, but they only have one eid signed on it. In all these cases, ehu safek gerushin, Rashi explains, because in all these cases, the get is somewhat good, but at the same time, she needs a new get. So since the get is like this, in this safek type of state, so therefore, mamela, the shprinza, she'll be usher to do yibam, because the get is not good, l'maisa, she needs a new get. At the same time, she can't go out scot-free, and she needs chalitza, because on some level, the get is good, so that's why the din is chutz lemis yavmais.